JP, 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio on a Thursday. Hope you're having a good day. 800-771-1025 or 727-579-1025. Good morning, JP. What's happening?
I'm good. Monica, how you holding up with the take your kids to work day?
I was just bitching about it. Like, I don't know.
Were you really?
I don't know if you heard.
Oh, no.
Listen, I get their kids. I completely get that. I understand.
Did you trip any yet? Did you trip a kid?
I mean, it crossed
Did
my
you?
Mind. I want to see one unbelievably great kid, and that's Everly. She's amazing.
Right.
She's beautiful. She's got the cutest little dress on. She's the sweetest. One of those huggers that, like, runs and then hugs.
Oh,
just the
nice.
Sweetest thing.
But she's not annoying other people
she's
in the
asking,
office. You know, sometimes little kids can do that.
She knows
no matter
better.
How cute they are.
She's raised right. She asked Scotty the body. She looked, and she's like, Scotty. She said, well, she's like, Scotty. And she runs and hugs him, and then she goes, what are you doing here? I love
that's
everything
different.
She says. She just says the funniest things. Anyway, that's the other kids. I get their kids. I understand their kids.
How many
have just
kids
had
you have?
Donuts. Like 175 if you'd go by volume
oh
alone.
Okay,
God.
How many are there really?
Like,
Gareth, how many of your kids are there? She's lying.
Probably about 30, right?
I was going to say 25,
what?
30. I don't know.
Wow.
You've never had that
and
many here
all
on Free Kid Day.
Screaming. Wow. Not just a little loud, but like, ah! And they're all
yeah.
running. Sit down, shut up,
right.
Go home.
Something tells me there's going to be a review after today
right.
about this event and whether or not they want to bring it back. If it's as crazy as you're making it out to be.
They're running, though. They're just running for no reason. And they're screaming. Like, I was in the traffic room. You understand the soundproof quality of a production room, right?
Sure.
Where people are on air and stuff. Loud and clear. And
oh,
for
no,
they're not, again, I understand if they just got the best birthday present ever, if they
sure,
just got
sure.
off the crazy Disney World ride. There's no reason. And they're not saying anything. They're just screaming. Ah! Like, and they're all high pitched. Oh, dear God, shut the F up.
This is making me so happy.
Is there,
why?
Is there not one area where...
Almost as happy as the power going out during the big performance of Garage. Like, that kind of happy.
Oh, that's really mean.
I'm only kidding. No, but this is funny. Because this is torture.
What?
This
is torture.
I'm staying in here.
Here's what you need to do. You need to start fights. So you need to, you need to go to one kid and tell him that another kid was making fun of him or calling his mom fat or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, go right there and let these kids start duking it out.
But they're already.
Then, at least you get entertainment.
No, they're already. I don't need to hear. Listen, just sit down. Why are you running? Why? And they're running up and down this programming hall and then out the door and then around.
Plus they're all over the building.
Just where are you going? Run to where you're going to and then stop. But you're just not going anywhere. You're just running in circles.
How many people
How do kids
before have- today did you think were probably good parents? And now you're completely judging them over
comment.
Their kids.
No Ruined. Comment. No
just, just
comment.
About a number. I'm not telling you to name names.
There's at least four or five. I'm like, that.
You've lost parental respect.
Right.
And listen, I know I don't have kids. Easier said than done. Blah, blah, blah. Don't care.
Right.
These kids are now in my work environment, so I get to judge. And they're all brats. And they're all, I don't know how parents have
barrettes.
Kids. Is this what they do, or are they just, is this special behavior because they're in a different place and they're not in school?
I mean, they're in a radio. They're in a radio station. They may or may not have ever been in one before.
Yeah,
they don't care.
That, really
that would
matters.
Be one thing if they were in the studio making noise. They're just running near the break room, then out of the performance theater, screaming while they're running.
These are what kids do. And
breaking news.
But why? What's the reason?
My guess is
kids.
My guess is the parents are probably saying, at least one of them has said, "It's going to sleep good tonight."
Right.
But you know, okay, all kidding aside, y'all know none of us did that. I never just ran and screamed for no reason, especially if I'm out at a place where I'm representing my mom and I'm not supposed to embarrass her.
Yeah.
There is no running and screaming. There's no. You just don't.
Yeah. I mean, parents are a lot more, they have a lot, let's see, they allow a lot more than our parents used to. So maybe our parents were a little too uptight. But maybe the pendulum, as you would say, Monica, has gone too far the other way.
Right.
Yeah, they know we knew how to discipline. They would look.
No.
If I started running and it was wrong, there would be a look and I would stop running and I would sit down and I would be quiet.
Right.
That's right.
But
you were in trouble.
But there's there's line between running around like a lunatic and sit down in the corner and be quiet. Like, go play.
Well,
just don't be.
Yes.
you know,
yes,
just
absolutely.
Don't be completely out of
go
control
play,
bouncing
color,
off the walls.
Or like play little games within each other, like two or three kids together, play together, whatever. And even then, honestly, if they were screaming during that, I'd be okay with it. Because at least right. there's a point. And you're just being kids then. You're just running. I went out to get a piece of a pad of paper so I could write down stuff. And there's people out there in that area that I had to go. And I ran out there and I went, ah! I screamed. I just ran. And it was all adults. And they were like laughing their asses off. They're like, they knew what I was doing. Yeah.
I'd be paying kids to go through the boss's cabinets. You know what I'm saying? Like, here's $20. Go in that office right there and see. And I'd write my name on a piece of paper. See if there's a folder with this name on it. And bring it to me. Bring it to me.
You're not allowed. Yeah, you got conniving.
Of course.
You just came up with two course. Very.
I would definitely have those kids fighting. Definitely.
Why would you want them? Why do you want a kid fight?
Do
I don't want them fighting.
Understand how funny it is.
I want. No,
nobody's going to do real damage. Everybody's going to step in and break it up. But now you have at least two parents walking on eggshells. Now they have a decision to make: do they take their kid home? Is that kid in trouble?
So embarrassing.
And then, and you also create a little controversy at work between the two parents.
And now they're mad at each other.
Dick. No, your kid's a dick.
I don't want any of that. Need them to fight. I don't. I just need them in play. Play all you want. That's cool. Be kids.
Behave like
but
the children.
Just don't scream for How no reason this? At the top of your lungs.
You should start a fight club and like let the kids fight, and each kid gets $5. Uh-huh. You know, if you win, you get $5. If you lose, you get nothing. Yeah. How about
who's moving on to the next round?
Right.
Let's go, Billy.
How about wrestle club? You know, just let them wrestle.
I will cut a kid who touches elderly. I will. I don't care. You're dead.
You know what's weird? Do we have one kid in our building today? Have you seen a kid running in our hallway?
I don't know if it's
had like 10 last year.
Is it a national? Is it a national thing?
Yes.
Or is it is?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Not a whisper.
Is a national thing for sure.
We have a lot of employees who don't have kids yet, and I guess we have a bunch who have grown kids.
Right.
I don't know where the ones are in the middle.
Actually, she's off today. Megan.
That's right.
She's off today.
Oh, that's right. Her kids are usually here.
Right.
I haven't seen one kid today.
Yeah, it's a vacation week. It's a spring break here. So.
That's right. Kids are off.
Not here.
The only bright side and the silver lining and the goodness that comes from all of this is that we're having, I guess the kids are going to leave soon or something, and then we're having like our all staff meeting luncheon thingy, and there's going to be Mexican food. So.
Oh, I thought you said everything was going to be Mexicans. I was like, what?
There are no Mexican babies. I saw no Mexican babies.
All through the building.
Yeah.
Mexican food is great, and that's just because you have a staff meeting?
You know how they have monthly...
Like make your own tacos and
every
stuff.
Once in a while, Moe's, when they have meetings, they bring in Moe's or something. Yeah. Welcome to Moe's!
My favorite.
I love it.
I love when they do that.
I'm ready for that. And we're spoiled rotten, and I expect nothing, but JoJo usually brings us a plate, which is super nice, because they have it during the show, you know? So food will be served like at 11:30 or something.
What you meant to say was you're spoiled rotten, and you expect
I don't
everything.
Expect. No, right. No. She doesn't have to. I'm very grateful. I will happily
JoJo
go in there.
JoJo pays you off every time.
Really but you know she's listening, so she'll do it.
No, she's too busy running around with all these kids, and she's putting away milk and orange juice. I just saw her, because she said everything
Safe to say, the bone is not the radio station on in the office today?
No. Yeah. But you know what is the eagle. And Roger, I thought of you while I was peeing today.
So hot.
That's such hot. Right. Isolate that audio. Hold
What's that now?
Excuse me.
That's fair. I thought.
You know what though, Brett? If you could take pieces of like where she uses my name, where she uses your name, where she uses Garrett's name, and just put it in put it in the beginning there.
Mm-hmm.
This way, we have ammunition for everybody.
Custom.
I don't like that.
So Monica,
for the record, I'm against that. I thought of a song to suggest for a garage. It's garage, right?
Garage.
Yeah. To play to add to your repertoire.
Oh, should
it
increase?
I don't know the name of it, but it goes.
Well, that helps.
Just an hour ago.
Oh, the Knack. There's not
they
the
don't ride them like that anymore.
Oh, breakup song. Great Ken.
Yeah. It's a perfect song. It's a crowd pleaser. Everybody loves it.
Sure.
It was on the Eagles.
Breakup song. Great Ken. Yeah.
Maybe a little.
This one.
That song. Yeah.
Everybody's working for the weekend. The Lover Boys.
I will never play that.
No?
Nah.
This is a decent. Like,
this is good.
Yeah. Are you hearing the guitar in it? Are you able to?
Yeah, this is good. I like this. He's a DJ in San Francisco, I think, still.
Greg Kinn is?
I think he's still. He has been for a long time.
Morning guy?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Been like 25 years or something. Like since Jeopardy, that his second or third hit or whatever, faded away, and then he got into radio maybe in the 90s.
Be funny if the band, like the Greg Kinn band, was out going to do a show and he interviewed himself. Yeah, that would be a good bet.
So, Greg, how do you feel?
It'll be like when Mike Helta talks to Gene Simmons or something in the same concept.
Just like it.
Very similar. since I discovered him.
Oh, well, thanks, Monica.
Yeah,
Roger. Future list.
Suggestion, if you're taking requests.
That's pretty good. Well, enjoy Kids Day today. Wow, it sounds great. Mm. Whew. At least they're not staying for lunch. That's good. They could stay for like a Pizza Cut small party where you get like little triangles or squares and you have to eat with them. And you don't want that.
No.
That's no fun.
No.
It's good they're leaving.
None of any of this. I just, listen, I'm waiting it out and they will eventually be gone and the worst of it is over, but just the screaming was.
Yep.
Are there any kids that you want to, like, would love to just trip while they're running?
Yes.
All of them.
Yes, yes, there are definitely. Because, and I blame the parents here too, because your kid is doing that. Control them. Like, you see what they're doing. Just, hey, slow down. At least say slow down. Or, hey, shh. Yeah. Or something. Say something. You see what I see.
What I'm about to say is going to...
They're more permissive now. They just are.
Make me sound like a horrible human being. Mm. However, at the time, I was 17 or 18 years old. And I had to go for, I don't know how I ended up on this field trip, but I ended up on a school trip to a school for like special needs kids.
You were 17 or 18, you said?
I was in high school. Okay. Yeah. I don't, 17, yeah. I think I was a senior, but it may have been before or after I turned 18.
What'd you do?
Well, we were in there and we each like got kids that we were like, playing with and hanging out with and all this other stuff.
One-time deal?
Yeah.
Oh.
Again, no idea how I ended up here.
Okay.
All of a sudden, like, there was the kid that I had. Well, there were two instances. Number one, the kid that I had for part of the time was wearing a helmet.
Mm-hmm.
And we were walking down the hallway. I may have been stoned.
I don't remember. Don't say it.
I may have been.
No.
And the kid with the helmet on started smashing his head against the wall.
Oh, no. Oh, that's a thing.
And I'm sitting there going, what am I supposed to do with this?
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you're young. That's not.
I know. So, like, I'm kind of. Part of me is laughing because you're not expecting it. It's almost like nervous laughter.
How is that funny?
And the part of me, the other, again, nervous laughter. And then the other part of me is like screaming, help! You know, and then another one, I had another kid who I guess these were behavior issue kids. I don't remember.
Sounds like it.
One kid was sleeping and these two kids like a little while before were there. Everybody was playing cool. Right. And then it was like nap time. So one of the kids was like laying down for a nap. My kid wasn't tired. He was just kind of walking around playing with stuff. And then out of nowhere, he just got on one top of his kid and started throwing haymakers.
What?
Like, boom, 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 oof, boom.
That's bad.
I'm laughing. I'm like, again, like, I don't know why I'm here.
Yeah.
I don't belong. I know I don't belong in that situation at all. Because I find it
My brother Mark and my sister Kathleen both used to work in group homes in Connecticut. And when they both thought they were going into like the mental health field or whatever, and they'd be in these homes, and sometimes you know they're adults,
yeah,
and sometimes they totally placid. Sometimes other times, a kid threw a toaster at another kid, hit him in the chest.
Ooh,
like,
oh yeah,
from the kitchen, just like it was like it weighed nothing. Took the whole like a toaster oven and hit the kid smack in the and that's when my sister Kathleen who's. Not a big girl was like,
right.
I knew it was time for me to stop doing this anymore because she was at complete risk.
See, now, in the moment, it's like serious.
Yeah.
Right? But when you get home.
Oh, they used to tell stories.
You're laughing. Ooh. You're laughing about the stuff because it's crazy.
Yeah.
Most
of it wasn't serious, but that one was.
I know.
But most of it wasn't. Most of it was funny.
You're not telling a story about a kid throwing a toaster at another kid and not giggling at some point in the story.
Maybe
Monica.
Okay,
she's looking at me and rolling her head, but
yeah.
I'm sorry. There's funny in there.
I don't think it's funny.
There just is. I know you don't think, but I'm slightly broken, and I got it. And when I was telling the story, my buddy Chris. who is my best friend, my closest thing to a brother, he was there when the hallway thing happened. And he ran out. He ran out. Like, he ran. He just took off.
I feel like that's a natural reaction.
He was ran because he was dying laughing. Oh, and he knew he wasn't supposed to be.
Oh.
Right. We didn't belong there.
Well, they were sending there for that reason, to learn empathy.
Maybe.
Maybe to learn other people are like sometimes.
Again, I was 18 years old and I can't be held responsible for things I did at 18.
11.
What I found funny at 18, I might not find funny at 52.
I feel like you do.
That's true.
I don't know if I'm put in that situation again, what would happen. Mm. I would probably take it a little bit more seriously, especially now that I have kids. Yeah. You know?
You might do both. You might help and be like, someone need help, or, you know, find a way to help, and then you would start laughing about it.
You know what I would do is, like I just said, I would probably, in the moment, I wouldn't laugh. I would help out. Yeah. But when I was telling the story later on in the day, I'd definitely be laughing.
That sounds right.
Yeah.
Teresa's on line one. Hi, Teresa. Roger, JP, what's going on?
I just wanted to tell Monica that this is what children do. They scream and yell.
Why?
And I am one of 12 children.
Oh my God.
And I tried to call in last week when you were talking about it, but I couldn't get through. And so it was like screaming central in my house all my childhood.
Mm. But what do you do?
Well, you know, we just grew up with it. You know, I was number four, so I got eight younger than me. And the two older, I don't know, it was just a normal thing in my house. Some kid was always crying. But if you wanted quiet, all my father had to do was stand up and say, shut the hell up, knock it off, be quiet. You had 12 children, instant and quiet. And JP, your father reminds me of mine, because he would come home from work and sit on his easy chair and drink his beer. And whenever one of us was running around, he'd go, you, go change the channel on the TV. You go out and run and give me a beer.
Yeah. That's why he had 12 of you.
That's the one thing about my father. He doesn't drink. He was never that guy. But I get
that, my father, and that's what he did. That was it. And, when I was 13, which would have been 1972, my mother went out to work outside the home because at that time, inflation was going up and things were getting expensive for that time. And so I had to come home from school, and my youngest brother was one and my twin brothers were three. And I had to come home from school and take care of them. And I had to bathe them and I had to chase them around the house to get them in the damn tub. I'm going, it's bath time. One would go that way. One would go that way. And I am chasing them. I throw them in the tub. And then I go do dishes and just keep them in there. They could have drowned. Never even thought about it.
Well, thank you, Teresa. It sounds like you probably would make a good mom, too, as you can handle all of it.
No, I did not have children. By the time I was 17, I said, this is not happening. Not happening. And I never had kids.
Well, then, good for you on that level.
Now. Yeah, I'm 65 now, and I'm glad I never did.
Well, thank you, Teresa.
You guys have a great day. I love your show.
Thank you
so
much. You
too. Bye.
Take care.
Well, yeah, that sounds about right.
That's insanity.
Wife Teresa of 12 kids. I thought it was her. It's not her. Nope.
What? Although, let's face facts.
What are the odds?
Well, I feel like it could happen. I feel like this audience and just the way y'all run deep, I could see that happening. I don't know. I just feel like I don't know how. I honestly, looking back, and listen, I'm just going to say it. I don't care how it sounds. I was a damn good kid. If I was literally just reading a book in my room, I was never running, and you never had to do that. I was reading.
Oh, good for you.
Yes, I was a good kid. I was a great kid.
You're the example of children should be seen and not heard.
That's what we were told to our faces. That's literally what we were told to our faces.
You could also say we were probably a little repressed, held down, not allowed to be, let our spirits roam a little more free.
That's what school was
like
for.
Like I said, I think the parents might be a little too strict then.
I can imagine what I
would
have.
Now a little too loose.
Dad, I feel like I need to let my spirit roam a little bit more free.
let them be kids a little more.
He'd be like, what?
Yeah. Yeah, certain times mom would let us go nuts.
Get the hell out of my face.
Most times, no.
Yeah.
All right, well, Roger, JP, it's 1025 The Bone, Real Raw Radio. The phone number, anytime you want to get in, like Teresa, if you want to call, add something to our conversations, 800-771-1025 or 727-579-1025. 40 minutes away from $1,000 bone bonus cash keyword. Quarter after 12, we'll get the dead guy and a lot more before that. Be right back.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.